This is Making Sense of the Media with the Poynter Institute. I'm Lisa Peeks with Poynter's Kelly McBride. The 2016 election is well over a year away, and as of now, there are 15 Republicans running for president. Recent polls show the front runner is billionaire businessman Donald Trump. And Kelly, where do the numbers stand now?
At the moment, there are many, many polls out there, and they all show generally the same result, which is Trump polling anywhere between 13% and 17% of likely Republican voters, and either in first or second place, which is very surprising.
President Trump, why do you think this is?
Oh my gosh. This is one of our problems, both as journalists and as citizens. How do you take this guy seriously as a candidate? He is so comedic in his delivery of information. He's so off the cuff. And that's probably why he's polling so well. He's getting a lot of coverage just because of his propensity to say outrageous things. The guy has a way of making surprising statements.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
I would bomb the hell out of those oil fields. I wouldn't send many troops because you won't need them by the time I got finished. People love me. And you know what? I've been very successful. Everybody loves me.
He's a charmer.
Well, you know who really loves him are the late night comedians, who he gives a lot of fodder to. I mean, geez, David Letterman came out of retirement to do a top 10 list. There's this fascination with him, but probably not as a serious presidential candidate. And a year from now, I think the polls are going to look very different.
Well, as a journalist, how seriously do we take him?
This is a huge problem for news editors everywhere, because as a journalist, you have an obligation to cover the election and to give people the information they need to figure out who to vote for. And covering the crazy stuff that Donald Trump says does not actually help you figure out who you're going to vote for. It's more entertainment. And so you can't let that substitute for your political coverage. The same goes for citizens, really. We have to consume information that informs our political dialogue, not just entertains us. And it's easy because Trump is a declared candidate and because he's polling in first place with the Republicans, it's easy to confuse those two.
Polls come out every week, more or less, with 15 candidates. That leads to oversaturation, maybe. How should newsrooms weight polls?
You've got to mention the polls because citizens are interested in them. So you have to acknowledge them and give the audience a sense of what a variety of polls are saying rather than one single poll. Journalists have to put polls in context, and then they have to go so much further. They can't stop with the polls. They have to talk to the candidates, and they have to talk to citizens about the candidates. And that's almost the hardest thing to do, is to get into the questions and the curiosities of the average citizen rather than staying on the campaign bus or inside the beltway.
Well, what kind of tools do pollsters have now that they didn't have maybe 5, 10 years ago?
Well, the technology to do a poll has become so much cheaper. The expertise to analyze a poll isn't any cheaper. And so the reason that we see so many polls is there are a lot out there that don't have very good analysis with them.
Well, back to the presidential candidacy of Donald Trump. How much longevity does he have as a candidate?
As long as he keeps saying crazy stuff, he's going to be at the top of your news feed. So he's not going to go away.
All right. Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute. Thank you.
You're welcome.